You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So it's a very odd time to be alive, as they say.
The Wire.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Wire on BFM. Aotearoa's relentless summer has caused an unprecedented decline of our glaciers, some of which have now mostly vanished. The La Niña weather pattern meant record high sea temperatures on the west coast. This has caused the air to warm as far as the alpine glaciers. Scientists have famously called mountain glaciers global warming's coal mine canaries because of their link to temperature and precipitation. I spoke to Drew Laurie, Climate and Environment Applications Principal Scientist at NIWA, about the link between glaciers and climate change, as well as the importance of us paying attention to them.
What do you think has caused the scale of that retreat?
Rising temperatures.
So you think it's climate change that's responsible for this?
Yeah, I mean, we know what's driving the rise in temperatures. And look, these glaciers are highly sensitive to temperatures, particularly in summer. And without candy coating it, we've had this trend going on for a while. We have an occasional year where they seem to hold, where we get, somewhat moderate summer temperatures, but those few and far between years are not negating the ongoing trend that we've been experiencing now for decades, which is rising temperatures, and they are feeling the heat.
You're part of NIWA, which helped run the survey which discovered that our glaciers are retreating. Why do you think it's so important to keep track of our melting glaciers?
Look, they make up a proportion of our water resources, so it's important for that. And also they interact with a significant part of our mountain environment and also the ecology that requires servicing flows, particularly during summers where we have droughts. Glacial meltwater in the upper alpine reaches are important for nourishing streams. So they represent an important part of our environment and one that we access and we can access for recreation and enjoyment. And well, I think it's important to monitor them because they are a bellwether for many other things that are happening in the face of climate change.
So they're like a warning sign for our planet heating up. They're a warning sign of potentially worse outcomes?
I think so, and more widely, more wide outcomes that humankind is going to experience. So they're a very visual component of our environment that we can actually see the proverbial ice cube melting on the bench as the room is heating up. And we have to think that if we can see that changing quickly, and things are changing quickly in the mountains, what else is changing quickly that we actually don't have a handle on?
What is the actual impact on the glaciers on our wider ecosystem and climate? So they're great for tourism. They're a warning sign for what's to come with climate change. But where do glaciers fit in with our ecosystem?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and it's something that you should ask ecologists about. There are some studies that have been done on glacier ecosystem interactions here and abroad, so you should really talk to those ecologists for that answer.
Our glaciers have estimated to have lost a third of their total ice volume, which is quite a lot, but how much worse can we expect this to get?
Hey, look, it's going towards a place where we're going to lose a significant more amount of our glacier ice in the coming decades, to the extent where the glaciers that are located only in the highest alpine reaches of New Zealand are going to be what remains. We study a range of different sizes and shapes and aspects of glaciers across the Southern Alps, and a lot of those were sort of mid-elevation, low-elevation, small glaciers when the survey started in the 70s, and those ones are slipping away. You know, a lot of them are functionally extinct, and we've had to move our snow line observations to higher elevations and to different glaciers over recent years. So that's carrying on, and we're going to see those numbers of our glaciers continue to diminish.
And is there anything else you want the New Zealand public to know about why our glaciers are so important?
I think the message is already pretty clear that we need some pretty coordinated and urgent action on climate change and to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, because that is what's driving the temperature increase. And all I can say is that right now, the pace of that action is not sufficient to stem the loss of a lot of our ice.
I also spoke to Lauren Vargo, who is a glaciologist at the Antarctic Research Centre at Victoria University and the co-founder of Girls on Ice. She spoke about engaging the public on climate awareness and how we can make a difference.
Your interest is communicating climate science in a way that engages and informs the public. Why do you think this is so important?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess I especially think it's important because I wasn't really into science as a kid because, I don't know, where I grew up, we just kind of learn. You take biology and then chemistry and then physics, and so it was never really interesting to me. And so it wasn't until I started taking some earth science classes at university that I realized that science can apply to studying the world around us, kind of in ways that you get to be outdoors and things like that, which I found really fun and exciting. And so I guess I want to try and make that more accessible to more people, especially younger people.
There's a lot of concern about our glaciers disappearing. Do you think this is something we should all be concerned about, but something that especially New Zealanders need to be aware of?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's kind of two sides to it. So there's the side of we should be concerned because the glaciers are disappearing because they are important for water resources, especially for agriculture when the glaciers are melting in the spring and summer. If we don't have those glaciers, then we'll have kind of a bit less water. It might be even more noticeable during kind of low precipitation or low rain years. There's also the side of our glaciers being important for things like tourism and outdoor recreation and kind of having this cultural significance. But then the other big side of it is being concerned that the glaciers are disappearing, not because of the glaciers, but because they kind of show us this larger climate change signal. And there are all these other even greater impacts of climate change in New Zealand and around the world.
Do you think we're currently aware enough of the impacts of climate change?
Oh, I guess we do seem pretty aware, but maybe the next step is doing something. So maybe the fact that we're not worried enough about it to do more than we are, means that maybe we need to be more aware or maybe kind of understand some of the details a bit more. I teach a second year kind of broad climate change class, and I guess as someone who studies climate change all the time, it does almost surprise me a little bit kind of that people think they know things but then end up learning quite a bit throughout the course.
And you're also the co-founder of Girls on Ice. Can you share a bit about what this organization does?
Yeah, totally. It's an organization that was started in the U.S. About 20 years ago, and we've recently established a branch of it here in New Zealand. And the aim of it is to take teen girls on an expedition to a glacier or to somewhere outdoors, and for about 10 days live outdoors, learn about the outdoors, living outdoors, but also science and art. And so the goal is to show these kids that you can be a scientist, and there are all kinds of different scientists, and one of those kinds are people who kind of study these outdoor environments. But knowing that kind of not all the participants who join us will go and become earth scientists, but also just showing them that science is interesting, and whatever they do end up doing, kind of science can be part of their lives there.
Why do you think integrating science in our lives or having different perspectives in climate science is so important?
Yeah, I think having people who are kind of doing the science is quite important to keep learning more about what's going on. But then I think if everyone had a bit more background on or knew a little bit more about kind of climate change and climate science and could integrate that in the work that they're doing kind of in all the different spaces, I think that would maybe, like you said before, are we already aware? I guess people are probably aware, but they're aware that climate change is a thing, and that I think having a bit more knowledge and would be helpful. And then on the other hand, I think kind of part of the goal of these expeditions is to show students that science is exciting and can be fun. And so I think there are maybe maths is a better example, but kind of science and math, people who think it's this kind of scary thing that they can't do, but showing them that it's something that they can do I think helps them, having more science, people who are more science literate can only kind of help us address climate change and other big problems even better.
Do you have any messages for people who are aware of climate change but not necessarily sure what they can do to help?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I guess there are so many things that we can do. I think some big things are voting for people who maybe have more climate change-focused policies. Another thing is just talking about it with people. I kind of forget to do that sometimes, and then when I do, I'm always surprised at how valuable it feels when I kind of leave my bubble of people who also study climate change at the university and talk about climate change with someone else. And just hearing their kind of genuine questions of, how do we know this is happening? How do we know it's not something that is kind of happening for a few years and then we'll go back? And how do we know that it's actually kind of tied to what we're doing to the environment? And like people who are genuinely interested in having those conversations. So I think someone who is aware of climate change and doesn't know what to do, talking about it with others, I think, is a big one.
That was Drew Laurie and Lauren Vargo on our Mousing Glaciers and the Link to Climate Change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.